I'm beginning weightlifting again. I used to work out all the time. I'm 5'8 and currently 195, down from 210 about 3 months ago. Currently take one low blood pressure medication and one multivitamin daily. On workout days, I take a BCAAs and typical pre-workout like C4. I also cycle creatine, purchased from you again, but I like the German stuff better than the current Chinese creatine. Looking for recommendations that won't break the bank to give me a boost and aid in muscle soreness as well as sustained energy pump while competing in sports. Okay, so I'm going to start from the beginning because I think that'll help this customer the best. So because he said won't break the bank, let's just address what's the lowest of the low, and that would be chocolate milk. Okay, chocolate milk is what I like to call the poor man's post-workout. And the NCAA actually recommends chocolate milk for any NCAA athlete because it contains everything the body needs for post-workout recovery, which is protein, carbs, electrolytes, and antioxidants. Well, chocolate milk contains protein, and a good protein as well, high-quality protein. Milk is made up of whey and casein. It contains the carbs, which is fructose mainly, which is not the best, but it's better than nothing, and sugar. And then it contains your electrolytes and antioxidants coming from the flavoring system as well. The antioxidants coming from the cocoa and the salt and electrolytes coming from the flavoring system that they use. Okay, so that's what I say. You know, it's if you want the cheapest of the cheap, chocolate milk is going to be cheapest of the cheap. However, right in par with that as far as expense goes would simply be just to buy some whey protein concentrate like my Mega Whey or my Native Whey protein concentrate. And then what you do is you just add that to Nesquik. Nesquik is going to be your next cheapest. I don't like Nesquik too much. About 6 months ago, I found the Spanish-made version of Nesquik, which I feel is a lot better. I like it. I bought it. A lot of customers bought it. It's great. So then you would just take the Mega Whey that I sell or the Native Whey, throw it in whatever type of liquid you want, and add that cocoa powder, and there you go. And that's the next cheapest. But you want to keep going from that. After that, I would recommend getting away from the Nesquik and getting away from the Spanish stuff and bananas, blueberries, and raw honey. Okay, for your carbs, you can keep the protein the same, but the carbs are very important, and that's my next choice. Raw honey might be a little pricier, but not too much pricey. And I told him that, again, do not buy your raw honey from the grocery store. Do not buy it at Trader Joe's. Do not buy it at Whole Foods. You have to get it from a local farm. I get mine from this sweet old lady about a half hour from my house. She has a bee farm, and she literally gets the stuff right out of the freaking, you know, those bee boxes, packages it up, and boom, done, okay? After that, then you want to upgrade your protein. So instead of using, you could use the Native Whey, that's fine, but at the same time, I would try to throw in some hydrolyzed protein, okay? So after that would be hydrolyzed protein, something like my 520, Salmabolic. I personally like the Salmabolic to mix, because you want different sources of protein. Mix that Salmabolic with the Native Whey. And then the carbs are fine. You can't do much on the carbs after you go with fruit and raw honey. There's just nothing out there. I mean, there's supplemental carbs like Vitargo, and that's pretty much it. Maybe cyclodextrin. Waxy maize is a scam, just so you know. Waxy maize is a scam. But anyway, I would do about a quarter cup of the protein and about 2 or 3 tablespoons of the hydrolyzed protein. All right. So then as far as energy and, you know, what to use, what's going to help during sports, you know, whether you're playing soccer like this guy or like me, play hockey or surfing, creatine will help along with beetroot. Okay. Now beetroot, you could just eat beets if you wanted to, nothing wrong with that. Or you can get the Tectonic Red. Now, Tectonic Red is not your ordinary beetroot powder. I've seen beetroot powder being sold at Costco. I see it being sold on Amazon. It's just garbage from China. So the beetroot powder that I sell, Tectonic Red, it has guaranteed nitrate level. And the nitrates is what creates the magic. That's what's going to give you a better pump. That's what's going to give you more energy while you are playing sports. Now, as far as whatever he's using, he also was texting me and he said that, oh, I'm using a multivitamin branched amino acid. You might as well just take that and throw it in the trash. That's a complete waste of money. No point in using that. Multivitamin is just, I don't see the need for multivitamin. I addressed this before. Instead of multivitamin, get curcuminoids. Get something that you can't normally get. There's no point of taking a multivitamin if you're eating, like maybe if you're eating marshmallows all day or, you know, candy all day or anything like that. But yeah, curcuminoids, mushrooms, any superfood, that would be a better choice than multivitamin. All right, so then you're going to save money on that. BCAAs, I've said this 10 billion times. Free form amino acids, branched chain amino acids are a complete waste. Instead, add some more whey protein. It's very simple. Or, you know, I sell advanced BCAA. You could use that. And that's pretty much it. So you could look at, if you go on my website, you could look at, I sell something called Alex's Personal Stack. That has pretty much everything that I use in there. If not, just you can get everything separately. And that's pretty much it. All right. Any more questions? Anybody has any questions? You can always text me, 732-901-9600. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you.